I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And we're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, all.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we're parents who game. We have two kids, ages 6 and 4. And this is where we share all about life in gaming and parenting. This is episode 125. Can you believe it?
We're already a quarter of the way to 200.
I know, so fast. But as usual, before we begin, we like to jump into our life updates before we start talking about games, right?
Right. And this week, we did something fun.
Yes, as always.
Depending on how you choose to look at it. But we went and got family pictures done.
And it's with the Blue Bonnets, which is the state flower of Texas.
Is it? I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, it is. And the last time we got it done was like 6 years ago.
Faith wasn't born back then.
Yes, you're right. That was just with us and our firstborn. So it's an overdue photo shoot with the Blue Bonnets. And they're really pretty.
Just like you.
Aw. But it was funny. So let's share a bit about the experience during the photo shoot. The location was not what we expected, right? Because the first time we took those Blue Bonnets pictures 6 years ago, it was like in an open field with lots of flowers and wildflowers, including Blue Bonnets. And this time, we took the picture by the road.
It was literally like right off the side of the road. And you would never really know that from the pictures, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So not really. The main thing is the pictures still turned out great.
Yes, it did. It did. I was a bit skeptical at first when we got out of the car and I'm like, this is the place? I mean, it wasn't a busy road. It's like a back road.
It was way in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And there were like cows grazing in the fields behind, and there were like this fence, wire fence. And then where we took the picture, a ditch, and then the roadside.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that. We were like in this ditch kind of off the side of the road, but Blue Bonnets everywhere, and so those were pretty.
Yeah, and I guess like that slope from where our back, you know, where the fields are behind us, there's like a slope, right, that goes into the ditch where we were kind of standing, created this background scenic Blue Bonnet pictures, which didn't look that way when we were taking the picture, but it looks really good. I like the pictures that turn out. And you can see those pictures on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And props to whichever photographer figured out that would be a good spot for pictures.
Yeah.
Even though you wouldn't necessarily think that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially way out there.
Yeah. So I guess like the key to taking great pictures is not the location, but also the photographer's skills. Because the photographer can make anything that looks ordinary turn out extraordinary, you know? So
yeah.
I was in love with all the pictures and I couldn't pick. So,
and I know we haven't really talked about that yet, but we also just point out how difficult it is to get good family pictures.
Yes.
With a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. And how you don't get that from the pictures, but just knowing how rough it is to get kids to look at the same time at the camera, and like our 4-year-old didn't want to cooperate.
Yeah, she does not like bugs, right? So this is like...
Or dirt.
Or dirt, yeah. Or itchy grass or anything that's like outside their comfort zone of the house.
And she was like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then we took her to go to the bathroom, and then she didn't have to go to the bathroom. And then finally, she, and plus she was like shy with the photographer, like trying to hide behind us.
Yeah.
But finally, she eventually kind of warmed up to the whole idea, and we ended up getting some pretty good pictures, which I feel like most were all like after the first 10 or 15 minutes, mm-hmm. kind of just took that bit of time to kind of work through issues and stuff.
Yeah. And just to clarify, there is no bathroom out in the wilderness. We brought a travel potty just mm-hmm. in case you're wondering.
Good point. Yeah.
But yeah.
So family pictures are tough. And just the ones you see on social media are just snapshots mm-hmm. of the best looking moments of the entire time.
Oh, and it was very windy.
That too.
Yeah, very windy. I got my hair done, but I felt like that was all in vain because the wind blew everything out of place. So it did look good, though. It looked natural that way. But yeah, it was like something that I didn't expect to happen. So, but yeah. I'm glad the pictures turned out good regardless, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so Texas State Flower, done with the whole family, at least. All four of us this time. Mm-hmm. It's complete.
Yeah.
And then there's soccer games, right? Every weekend. So
we recorded 2 weeks ago, even though I think the last episode we released was like more like a week and a half mm-hmm. from recording. So we have two soccer games to talk about.
Yes.
Which normally, you know, it's just a soccer game. But mm-hmm. both of the last two games was something a little wild. Mm-hmm. And the first one from 2 weeks ago was interesting because not only did our team win, yay, but didn't we win by like 11 or 12 points?
11 points to zero. Yeah, we kept scoring.
Which is probably not that unheard of, but I don't ever remember like playing soccer and like getting that many points. And
we had like half the team gone too. We only had six players.
So we had 6 out of 10 of our players. And I mean, I don't know. They just worked out that well. I don't know if I'd say like the other team was lacking necessarily in any way. Maybe they weren't as good as most of the teams that we face. But our team just did really good and kind of just scored one after another like pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So it was fun. And like Dylan, of course, was like super excited, right? Every time mm-hmm. his team scored. And he didn't score any of those goals, but him just being on the team and helping in the ways that he can. And that was just fun to see him happy and excited to play soccer that day. It was a good day. Good day for soccer.
It was.
And then this last soccer game was unique for me because our coach called out that day because he was traveling, right?
Yeah.
And they needed someone else to coach the team for the game. And I got voluntold to coach that game.
Yes.
Kind of. I got picked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was willing. I was, like, a little bit hesitant, like, not necessarily looking forward to it, I would say. Kind of more like, I guess I'll just do my best and wing it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even know, like, most of the kids' names.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, kind of learn them that day. And yeah, I got to coach Dylan's soccer game for the first time.
Yeah, he was really proud and excited about it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I remember Dylan was excited that his dad was going to be a coach for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I ended up enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah. And the kids really, like, you know, trusted you with telling them what to do. And it was cute to see someone other than our kids like waiting for instructions from you, and I'm watching from the sidelines and just like, aw.
Yeah, it was a little bit overwhelming because these kids are what, 5 and 6 years old, and they really have to like pay attention to the ball, and like they get distracted super easily, and like they're not really thinking about like, oh, is it our team's ball? Is it the other team's ball? Like, where should I stand? Where do I need to look?
Yeah.
All these things. So I'm like, you stand here. You stand over there. Like, watch the ball. Other team's going to throw it in.
Yeah.
Like, try and get the ball. Cover somebody. You know, all these different things.
Yeah.
That, like, they kind of should be thinking, but I'm trying to do it and say it for all of them.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is different as they get older. You don't have to, like, necessarily say all of those things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit overwhelming, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I could tell you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. And we ended up getting a tie for that game.
We did. We didn't lose the game that I had to coach. Like, really thankful for that, because then I would have felt bad. I would have felt like it was my fault.
I know that feeling. It's like, especially after 11-0 the yeah. week before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be hard to top.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're in the sports topic, our son, Dylan, has been doing taekwondo, right?
For yep. like, and I think we've mentioned that yeah, a couple times.
I think a month or less right now. But he just got a little mini upgrade in the past.
So he's still a white belt.
Lesson. Yeah, he's still white belt, but they have a blue stripe over that white belt. And he's really proud of that because, you know, he did the low blocks and middle blocks and high blocks. So he earned it from doing that. And now he's just doing his front snap kicks and roundhouse kicks.
And he is also learning 1 through 10 in Korean.
Oh, yes, he is.
The numbers 1 through 10.
Right? Yeah.
And, like, he knows them all. And he is teaching his babysitter how to say the numbers 1 through 10 in Korean. And
yeah.
he was teaching me as well the mm-hmm. other day. And that's tough. Yeah. I think I got half of them down. Although I forgot them all now. So it's been a couple days.
Yeah, I learned it with him. Because I was trying to teach him, so I ended up learning it too. And he was like telling his babysitters that, oh, I can speak 3 languages now. And it's English, Spanish, and Korean. And they were like, oh, so you can speak Spanish? And they started like speaking to him in Spanish. And he's like, no, I only know the numbers.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny because apparently learning 1 to 10 is already knowing a new yeah. language for him, you know? But
yeah, it's how he worded it, I guess.
Yeah, but he's pretty proud of it, so I wouldn't stop him from saying that. I mean, this is just the beginning. I have no doubt that he would be multilingual.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's proud and he can't wait to get yellow belt, but one step at a time, I told him. He has that drive, you know?
Yeah. One stripe at a time.
One stripe
at a
time.
One belt at a time.
Yeah. So we've been talking about Dylan. Now I just want to share something about Faith. I went to the library with her and we borrowed like a ton of books. It's been a long, long while since we went to the library, right? And one of her books is Alice Baking. Like Alice in Wonderland's granddaughter named Alice as well. Like baking some pastries and cakes. And just like her mommy, she gets influenced by whatever she is reading. Or like for me, it's gaming. Remember when I game sushi game before? I was craving sushi nonstop.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she saw this book. She read this book and she was begging to bake with me some cupcakes. So I got a cupcake mix and we bake the cupcakes. We bake chocolate cupcakes and she had strawberry frosting over it. She put it on with some sprinkles and she read that book again while she's eating it. You know, she's like obsessed with Alice in Wonderland, tea party and cupcakes now. So,
yeah.
So she made you one, remember?
Yep.
It's like
she made one especially just for me.
Uh-huh. And she gave it to you. She served you before she ate hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I felt really special.
Yeah. So that's something that she's obsessed with right now because she had me buy another cupcake mix. And this time it's like funfetti flavored.
Okay. That's good because the first batch is all gone.
Yeah.
I had the last one.
That was chocolate cupcakes gone. Now it's funfetti cupcakes. So yeah, we'll be baking more here just because of that book. I can't wait to return that book. Get her a sushi one. Maybe she might try sushi next.
Yeah. And speaking of food, staying on the topic of food, we had a date night. I'm still calling it a date night because it was an evening out.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't just us by ourselves, because it was an old friend of yours.
Yes.
That you hadn't seen.
Yeah.
In many years.
Many, many years. Almost a decade.
Yeah. And we all met up for Japanese barbecue.
Yes.
Which I had never had before. I've had Korean barbecue. I've had American barbecue.
That's true.
But I've never had Japanese barbecue. Not that I know of.
I've had Japanese barbecue in Japan, but never outside of Japan. So, yes. That was probably more inspired by Naruto. Ah, see, something we watch.
Yeah.
We're just like Faith, after all.
Which is, what's the name of that place?
Yakiniku Q.
Yes, that one.
That's where Choji,
Team Asuma.
Is it Team Asuma? Yeah, I guess so. Team Asuma, which is like Choji, Ino, and Shikamaru.
Yep.
Yeah, they would go to this Japanese barbecue place and eat it all the time. So that was the inspiration for me picking this place.
Yeah, and to me, it was kind of like Korean barbecue, if you've been in one of those places where they have like the grill in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you order the meats and you cook it right on the grill.
Yeah.
Except, like, I don't know what the difference would be. Like,
I think the sauces are different.
Yeah. And you could get like fried rice dishes and noodles. Like, you don't cook those. Those ones are already cooked. But like they go with the meats and stuff, which was nice.
And they don't have like all those small.
All the sides.
Yeah. Sides that the Korean barbecue would have, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice to eat it. And at first, when you mentioned, like, my friend's from Austria. So when you mentioned that they come all the way from Europe to the U.S. and you bring them to a Japanese barbecue, I got worried, like, oh my gosh, that's right. I should have brought them to the steakhouse. But thankfully, they've already been to the steakhouse the night before and they've had other food. So,
yeah.
It's not too bad. And they love it. They love that place, right?
They did.
They like it. So
I liked it, too. It was really good.
Yeah, I like it, too. So
I want to try the all-you-can-eat next time.
Yeah. Yeah, like Choji, the all-you-can-eat.
I'll take one of everything.
Yep. That was a good date night.
Yes, yeah.
And we also like to share what we are watching as a family. And one of the latest things that we have been watching
is Chosen.
Yeah, the season 4. I mean, we mentioned it before in the previous episodes, the first to the third season. And then now we're watching season 4 and we're done with it. Because season 5 is apparently out in the cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I thought it was befitting that we ended season 4 just as Easter is coming right around the corner. So
and I think it's perfect because season 4, it basically ends like right as you're getting into Holy Week and like the week leading up to the crucifixion.
Yeah,
and everything, and literally like yesterday. We're recording this on Monday, but yesterday was being Palm Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like they showed that part in at the very end of season 4. So it's like this is that week, right? We're kind of getting to see that, and it's like the events that we're all talking about in church right now, and stuff. Kind of getting to see it portrayed in the television show. So it's really cool to kind of see all those things, right? So,
yeah,
I don't know, but it's like perfect timing, is I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're celebrating Easter, happy Easter. And if you are not, happy holidays.
Yeah.
But that is it for life. Let's jump in onto the gaming part. I know since we're talking about our family, we played Mario Kart as a family. even Faith, our 4-year-old.
Yeah, Faith has been playing it.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's the youngest. And like, there's sometimes where like, I'll purposefully not try to turn on the Switch, like when she's around, because she just wants to do whatever her brother's doing.
Yeah.
But like, she's not really old enough to like play games.
Yeah.
So much. And Mario Kart, she can kind of play, because really all you have to do is like hold down the gas button for the most part.
Yeah.
And you can like make it through. But she'll get like bored of it really quickly. And for her, when she gets bored, but like when she really sets her mind to something, like she'll stick around and like she'll do it, but she'll get bored and really sleepy.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter if it's like that late. Like this is like middle of the day and we'll be playing Mario Kart. And I can tell like she wants to be involved so bad because Dylan and me are playing.
And me.
And you for a little while. And she like wants to keep playing because she wants to be part of the group, but then she is like getting bored and she'll like almost like start like she's falling asleep kind of.
Yeah.
But like we'll be like, do you want to go take a nap? Like, do you want to stop playing? And she's like, no, I still want to keep playing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. And like I'll just notice randomly during the race that like her character is not moving. And I'm like, Faith, you got to hold down the button. Come on, wake back up. Pay attention.
Yeah. She is funny that way. Yeah, it's just that distraction, you know, and what's the word? Short-term focus that she has.
I think she also has that FOMO, fear of missing out if she's not playing it with us, you know?
Yeah, yeah. True. She's so cute that way. But yeah, what else have you been playing?
So we've been playing Pokemon Pocket. Which there's not like a new set out or anything, which right now we're on, was it Shining
Revelry?
And I will say with this set, I picked up like all of the common cards like really quickly compared to other sets. And I'm still missing a bunch of the EX cards, which normally, like I normally get the EX cards pretty easily. And then I'm usually missing like one or two commons and then a couple of the 3 diamonds, which are kind of like the rare cards, I guess.
I feel like my luck in helping you get those cards have been bad recently.
Like, now I'm getting like nothing but commons, and I'm still missing like a handful of the EX cards. And I feel like by now I should have had a lot more of them.
True.
So I don't know like if they changed the drop rates or what, but just haven't been getting as lucky in that. And I think you've noticed that as well.
Yeah.
And then even in the Wonder Picks, like, I keep getting these Wonder Picks that have the EX cards. And if you don't know what the Wonder Pick is, basically you pick like a group of 5 cards and you get to see them ahead of time. And then you randomly pick one of them. And that's when the one that you get to keep. And so basically an EX card, you have like 1 out of 5 chance to get it. And I miss it like every time.
Yeah.
The odds are not in my favor.
It's not right now, no.
But yeah, other than that, on mobile, I'm still playing Marvel Snap. I've actually been playing a lot of Marvel Snap. And at the beginning of the season, the last like probably 2 seasons, I haven't been that into the game. But I did get the season pass this current season, this month. And I have really been trying to get my rank back up. And I think every time it's a new season, you drop like 30 ranks. And so I hadn't been playing very much like the last few seasons. So I ended up dropping all the way down to like rank like 15 or like level 15. And you want to try and reach 100, you know, each season to get the max rewards. And so I started off the season like around 15 or something like that. And I've just worked my way up. Like tonight I hit rank 90.
Wow.
Which is kind of back up to where I used to be. I used to kind of be between like 80 and 100 most seasons. So I think there's still a bit of time left. I don't know how many days or weeks we have left in this season, but I'm pretty sure there's enough for me to try to hit 100. So I'll see if I can get there, but I don't know if I'll be able to. I feel like I'm kind of more interested in the game because I got some pretty cool cards recently and built some new fun decks. So, like, for example, one of them has, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's E-S-O-N.
Eson.
Eson. I don't know.
Isan.
Yeah, that's like a fun 6-cost card that I made a deck around, and then I made one around a card called Bullseye and Moonstone, and I basically made like 4 different decks recently that I've been kind of alternating around that obviously are working pretty well because I'm winning enough to increase my rank, but then also keeping me interested enough in the game to keep me playing it. So yeah, I'm having more fun with Marvel Snap than I have in the last probably 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, speaking of mobile games, I forgot that I had the Valiant Conquest. Past weekend, where alliances attack alliances.
This is in your puzzles and survivals game?
Yes, in my puzzles and survivals Resident Evil Edition game. So, yeah, I lost like some resources that I have grinded so hard for. But not too bad. Maybe like 4 million because I was already poor to begin with. I've been attacked so many. 4 million
sounds like a lot though.
I know, but before I used to lose like 20 million stuff. So I have my alliance, the teammates to tank because they reinforced my sanctuary and tried to help, you know, to fight against all those incoming attacks. But yeah, I'm a bit frustrated, but not too bad because I haven't been as active as I want to this past month with my arm and Chosen and Split Fiction. So I've been trying to divide my time. But yeah.
Speaking of your arm, did you want to give an update on that or no?
Yeah, I'm going through physiotherapy for my arm. And I think I have like 6 weeks of physio before I could get an MRI. But the nerve pain is still there, still manageable with painkillers, but affecting our Split Fiction play, when, especially where you have to jump so much, you know. And since we're talking about Split Fiction, we played it this past week on stream.
Yes, yep, we did.
And we are currently in... Is it fantasy or sci-fi?
Fantasy, because we're the place where you get the dragon eggs.
Oh, yes. We are right? In fantasy. With yeah.
All the dragons. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we haven't fight the final boss yet, but I think we left it off at a candy place, which we will continue playing.
That one...
On yeah. stream tomorrow.
That's a side quest.
Yeah, we're in a side quest right now.
That's right. Which those are normally pretty short. Those maybe last like 15, 20 minutes maybe. Maybe less. Yeah. Some of them are shorter than that for sure. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to the fantasy level we were on where we each have our own dragon. And right now we're like riding the dragons, I think.
Yeah.
I like this one. I feel like the levels are getting better and better.
I like your dragon more. Yours glide. Mine rolls around like Sonic.
That's true. That's kind of weird. Like... there's two really cool things about dragons, right? One is they can breathe fire, and two, they can fly. I feel like if you don't have those things, it's questionable of whether it's actually a dragon. Right? I know. Mine's like, yours does neither of those things.
Exactly.
Yours just rolls around.
Mine's an armadillo.
Yeah, like an armadillo or something. Whereas like mine can fly and like
breathe acid.
It's not fire breath, but like spew acid.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
That's very cool, yeah. And, like, it's cool. Even, like, there was a boss fight where we're on these dragons, and you're just rolling around, and I'm, like, flying, like, shooting acid at the boss. Like, and I was like, this doesn't feel fair, but okay.
I know. Yeah, I roll around. Otherwise, it's, like, I go super slow. I'm, like, dead weight, you know, like, super dead weight.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's so unfair. I'm... A Sonic the Hedgehog dragon versus yours that flies. But it is what it is.
Yeah, so still playing through Split Fiction, but you can check out the next chapter of the game with us on stream on Tuesdays. So come hang out with us. And the last game that I have been playing this week, just a little bit of, but just enough, is Warzone. And it's been a while since I've talked about Warzone, but... Something in particular has drawn me back in because they have switched back to the original map that Warzone launched on, which is Verdansk.
I was going to say Verdansk.
Yeah, and that is the map that got me to fall in love with the game back in 2020, I think, when I started playing it, like deep into the pandemic. And remember, it was the year that Faith was born.
Yeah.
Right? Because I remember playing it like...
With her strap on you, right?
Well, a couple, so a little bit. I remember playing it before she was born. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not going to... Like, I think it was when you were like just a couple months away from giving birth when I started playing it. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to play this much longer. Right?
Yeah.
And... Or not very much after that point. But then also, I remember playing it when Faith was just a little baby. And I had her in the whole dad strap thing. Yeah. Right, so I was had her strapped to my chest, right, and I can't sit down holding her like that, right, or maybe I was sitting in a chair. I don't remember.
You but sat on the bar stool, so yeah. Kind of, yeah.
And she's asleep on my chest, like while I'm playing Warzone, and that's where I got my first ever win, and, which in a battle royale is not easy to do in most battle royales, especially in Warzone. Like, it took many months before I ever got my first victory, and I remember I got it with face strapped to my chest. So, and I remember, like, I was so excited, like, I started to wake her up a little bit. I had to, like, calm myself down.
That's funny. They should make a meme. Like, yeah. When you're so excited, you want to scream when you win in Battle Royale, but the baby's strapped on you.
Yes. I was gaming and parenting at the same time.
Game of parents. Hack.
Yeah. So anyways, Verdansk, that's the we're back to that map again, which is my favorite of all time. I think it's the best Warzone map that they've ever made, and I'm happy that they went back to it, and it's been tons of fun so far. I just love this map, and yeah, I'm excited to play it as long as they keep it around.
Yeah.
But that's it for what we've been gaming. Let's talk about the new games that were released the last 2 weeks.
Let's go.
Okay. So we have Koira. K-O-I-R-A is how you spell that. And that's released on PC and PS5. The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered on PC. Sand Early Access on PC. South of Midnight, PC and Xbox Series X. Into the Dead, Our Darkest Days, Early Access on PC, Blueprints on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Monster Energy Supercross 25 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Promise Mascot Agency on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Star Overdrive on Switch, The Talos Principle Reawakened on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. And lastly, Lush Foil Photography Sim on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Any of those stand out to you?
No.
I'm curious what Promise Mascot Agency is. I don't know what that is, but I like mascots. I did hear South of Midnight was pretty decent. More to come on that one later, I think.
Okay.
And with that said, why don't you run us through the new games on Game Pass?
Okay. New on Game Pass is All You Need Is Help.
Excuse me?
On Xbox Game Pass Standard, Borderlands 3 Ultimate Edition on console, PC, and cloud, Still Wakes the Deep on Xbox Game Pass Standard, Wargroove 2 on Xbox Game Pass Standard, Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls Ultimate Evil Edition on console and PC, South of Midnight on Xbox Series X and S, PC and cloud, Commandos Origins on Xbox Series X and S, PC and cloud, Blueprints, which is a day one release on Xbox Series X and S, PC and cloud, NHL 25 on console, GTA 5 on console and PC, and Showdown 1896 on PC.
Nice. So a couple of day one releases with South of Midnight and Blueprints. I did hear South of Midnight was a pretty good game. So I will put that out there. If you have Game Pass, maybe worth checking out. Sadly, we do not have Game Pass anymore.
Yeah.
Sad face.
Sad.
Well, it's okay. We don't have time for it anyways.
Yeah.
I wish we did. And interesting that GTA 5 is now out on Game Pass.
Did we play Borderlands 3, though?
We did play Borderlands 3.
Okay.
I don't think it was Ultimate Edition, so I don't know if that's the part that's new or if this is like Borderlands 3 coming back. No, we didn't play it on Game Pass. We played it on Epic because they had given it away for free at one point in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the new Game Pass games.
Yeah. But let's jump on to where everyone could find us. You could find us on our YouTube channel where we post audio version of this podcast on Gamer Parents Podcast.
Or over on Twitch where you can catch our weekly live streams every Tuesday night around 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time over at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod.
Or over on Instagram where we share stories and memes and posts of gaming and parenting stuff.
And just whatever we want in general.
Yes. @gamer_parents_podcast.
And if you're on Twitter or X, you can follow us over there at x.com/gamerparentspod. The best place to come and hang out with us would definitely be in our Discord server where we chat about life and games all throughout the week. The link for that is in the episode description.
Yes, but this is it for episode 125. We will catch you in the next one.
Bye.